This is Basara. How can I help you?
Oh, hi. I'm calling to speak with the person who handles the online listings for Clean and Green Landscaping.
That will be me.
Oh, hi. My name's Tara. I'm over at Local Splash. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. I appreciate that. And the reason for my call, we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And what prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing Clean and Green on the first page of Google for your services there using the keywords in the area. So what that would mean for you, anytime anybody goes to Google to search for landscaping near me or, you know, any of your services there, we make sure that they see you when they're searching from within your service area. And certainly you've used Google, right, once or twice in your lifetime to search?
Definitely.
Okay, I figured. So, you know, when you do that search, you'll get the map of the local area. It'll pop up in the middle of that page?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay, great. And then next to that map, there's a list of the companies that service within that area. And as I'm sure you're aware, there are pages and pages of results in Google, but on that first page, there's just a handful that will fit there. Does that sound familiar?
Yes. So I will be honest with you. I signed up for this in, like, April, and they work directly with Google. The same thing. I'm going to be on the front page as soon as somebody search up landscaping or cleaning. And I did that. I paid money every month for about 5 months, and it was never the case. Everybody, even when they looked up my name, they couldn't find the company's name.
Yeah.
They found a lot of other cleaning greens, but not me.
Right.
So, unless it's directly to my website, they weren't able to find me. So
yes.
I was paying all this money every month for no reason. Finally, I cut it off like maybe a little over two months ago.
Yes, I noticed that there was nothing out there. It doesn't even look like you were ever verified or anything like that. Like, did the postcard come in the mail with like a PIN code on it?
I'm not sure how that company operated, but I don't recall ever getting a postcard with anything on it.
Okay, yeah, that would be the first step. So you would have
to... I probably trashed it not knowing I was supposed to get it.
Right, okay. And I don't know who it was that you were working with. So with a Google channel partner, one of the rules that they have to follow is we can work with just one business per category per area. And once that position fills, they block out a space for you. And then we can't accept any additional companies in from that territory who offers the same services. So, and that's one of the things that we give you in writing. So you paid for 5 months.
Mm-hmm.
Since April, and then you finally canceled it. Yeah, and I can see that you're nowhere to be found. And I'm sorry that happened to you. Success on the internet really is all about who you work with. So if you're working with a Google channel partner, they should be able to get you there rather quickly. And I can pull up. And I'm sorry, you said your name when you answered, but it was a little bit muffled. Who am I speaking with?
Barbara.
Barbara, it's nice to meet you, Barbara. So I guess my question for you is, I mean, if you originally signed up with a company, it sounds like you do see value in being listed there on that first page. It's just that they weren't able to get you there, right?
Correct.
Okay, so if we could get you up there on that first page and do that for you at a reasonable rate, being that we have that area open for programming today, well, why don't I do this? Why don't I pull up the pricing for you, and then that way if you do decide you want that spot, you've had the opportunity. Does that sound good?
That sounds great.
Okay, so the cost will depend on a couple of things. How long have you been in business there in the area?
Well, let's see. I started this in February of this 2023. Just
February?
Legally, I should say.
Oh, okay. You were what, kind of flying under the radar before that?
Correct. Just doing it. So now I wanted to make a business out of it. So February is when I officially started the business.
Okay. Is it just you, or are you and a helper or a partner?
It's me, and I have a 16-year-old daughter. So when I do need a helper and she's out of school, she does help me. But for the most part, it's just me. And sometimes I have, like, a couple of relatives who can kick in just to help out, and I'll pay them a little bit. But that's about it.
Okay. Okay. The area that you're servicing to, I noticed, well, okay, so if home base for you is the 23860, how far are you typically traveling for the work?
Well, on my website and, like, when I post things or share things, it's always saying I work from 23832, which is Chesterfield area.
Chesterfield, okay. Okay, 23832. And then while we were talking, I was messaging John. He's my regional manager for the area. And I'm letting him know that you had tried this in April and were never able to get verified. I'm going to have him take a look at that too, as well as the website. And then even if I type in the business name, I can't find the site. But
right. So you have to type in cleanandgreenva.org is how you find the website. But
oh,
I'm
okay.
Thinking, like, it's really crazy how you have to know and type in the exact website to get to me. It drives me crazy.
Yeah,
I
that's
try to market
not...
as much as I can on, like, social media. And, like, I'm now listed under Angie's home advisor or Angie's list.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, we work with a lot of their clients, too. I'm familiar with them. Okay, I found the site. Okay, and the good news is if you've been in business since February, you can still qualify for the promotional rate that they have. It's a reduced rate just for our newer companies. So I'm grabbing John. He's my regional manager for the area to apply that rate reduction for me. I will get you that pricing right now. And then, Barbara, so being that we have that area open for programming today, I think what I'm hearing from you is if we could get you up there, actually get you up there and make that affordable, that's not a bad idea, right?
Correct, because I told a representative, I feel like I get these calls almost every day, but I told the representative the last time I spoke to somebody that right now I'm already spending a little too much than I'd like than what I'm making. So I'm basically taking a risk with this, and I've basically cut out almost all of my hours with my job to put into this. And it was my primary job, I should say, at the eye doctor's office. But I really wasn't trying to really spend much at all right now, but I definitely want to hear you out and see what's going on.
Okay. Okay. Well, yeah, let me grab John. We'll get that rate reduced. We'll do our best to make it fit for you. Hang on here.
Okay.